You. The first public hearing is subdivision 2019-14, Stephen Eugene Allen.
This is a standard subdivision to subdivide 4.0269 acres into one single-family lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100 in Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Matt's Road, County Road 77, approximately 577 feet east of Bowman Road, the tax parcel District 531, Map 17, Parcel 2.09. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would note for the record, we do have comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that state it's in level 5, so there is no sewer available. We also note that the applicant has requested a waiver from the forested landscape buffer, the topography, and the street design standards. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, ma'am. Come on up, or sir, whoever. Both of you may come if you like.
Hi, my name is Melissa Walter, and I'm attempting to purchase the property, the one-acre parcel. So that's why we're here for the subdivision.
Okay, we appreciate that. We're going to ask a question of our staff before we get started. Ms. Cornwell, what exactly is the situation here? Because it looks like it's already a lot.
Give me just a minute. They're looking to create the lot.
That's the proposed.
Oh, okay.
These already exist, and they're just subdividing this 1 acre off of this.
So you're creating one lot and residual.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one lot. Yeah. Sorry. It's one lot plus the residual. And they've exceeded the number of minor subdivisions
that's
that they could do.
Okay.
And it's also off of an easement. Actually, it's off of.
Okay.
It's a through lot with a corner. It looks like.
We're on board.
That's what they're looking to do.
Just one more question. Is the original lot size the 4.02?
Yes.
Okay, and they're carving out a piece of that 4.02?
Correct, yes.
And how big is that piece?
1 acre.
Oh, okay, thanks. Good.
All right, then. You've heard what Ms. Cornwell read into the record on your behalf, and plus the follow-up discussion. Is there anything you'd like to add?
There's not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So, will the lane that goes back to that, was there a house in the back?
There is.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'll share that lane?
Yes, I believe that's the proposed. There's a proposed corner entrance coming off of Matt's Road and onto Alice's Lane.
So the lane that they're currently using to drive back to the house in
yes.
the back that will be the same lane that they'll go into your lot.
Yes.
So it's probably family now.
That parcel is not, but there is family around. Yes.
So write up some kind of a what do we call that? A road agreement?
Maintenance agreement.
Maintenance agreement.
Yes.
For
that. You'd
be willing to do that?
Yes.
Now wait,
yes, sir.
If you sell the lot, even though everything's running smooth today, it's nice if down the road everybody knows what portion they're supposed to be taking care of.
Yes.
What was your name again? Just to make sure we
Melissa.
Have,
okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins.
I think that's the only question I have.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson?
Yes, my big question.
Okay.
I have none, sir. Thank you.
Swear. Okay. Staff?
No, thank you.
Anything? Okay. Ms. Corwell?
I've got a few. Just to get into the record.
Oh.
Will this have any impact on the schools or the surrounding areas or impacts to the road?
No.
What are there any wetlands or farms in the area that this is going to impact?
No.
Do you have an approved soil feasibility study for
yes,
the property?
Yes, we do.
Can we need a copy?
Yes, I thought it was already submitted. Mr. Sellers had that all together.
Okay.
So I can make sure that you get that.
Yes, we need to make sure we get that because I went through the file and could not find that.
Okay.
Will this have any impact in the area at all?
No, it will not.
Okay. And What is in the area? Are there other single?
Single-family homes.
Single-family homes? Okay. Thank you.
All right, then.
Just one question. This is for staff. Assuming that we get that soil feasibility, is this one that can be preliminary and final, or?
I don't think we have a letter from DLDOT as of yet.
I believe it was on its way. He did tell me he did reach out, and that it should be sent in as well. But I can double-check that.
Okay. That was more of just a question for us. It doesn't sort of affect the overall impact of it. That's all I have, Mr. Wheatley. Thank you.
Great. Well, we thank you. Ms. Walter, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-14, Stephen Eugene Allen? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-14? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Nope.
Just one statement for the applicants, just so you don't stick around through the whole meeting, although you can if you want to. We're not kicking you out by any means. Because you don't have that soil feasibility study, the commission's obligated to defer taking action on it. So that means there's not going to be an approval or a denial tonight. It'll be on the next agenda, assuming you get that into the commission. So I just want to let you know so that, you know, you sort of knew the process of it. We can't do anything until we have that in our files. So, okay.
You.
You're welcome. Did we have it?
I didn't see it. Is that it? That it's just
age 16.
Yeah, but has it been approved by Denrick?
No.
Even if the soil types, even if that's not the
that's from the conservation district telling us the soil types,
right.
Oh, okay. And whether or not for stormwater management purposes.
Yeah. All right.
That we do have.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're certainly welcome. There being no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to find out what you already know. But you're welcome to stay. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Better than anything that's on TV.